Though you may be only vaguely aware of it, English and Spanish are in fact very closely related languages. English is essentially made up of two key parts. One is a sort of German Anglo-Saxon part, and the other is a Latin part. The Latin roots of English run very deep, so much so that around 6 out of every 10 words in English have come into English via Latin languages, such as Spanish. These words tend to be the longer ones in English, with the shorter words being of Anglo-Saxon Germanic origin. So, more or less, the longer words in English tend to have come from Latin languages and are similar to the words in Spanish, and the shorter ones have come from Anglo-Saxon Germanic languages and so are quite different to the Spanish ones. Now, the differences between these words in English and their Latin counterparts tend to be largely ones of pronunciation. So in order to find the Spanish words in English, essentially it just requires a shift in pronunciation. We'll be using some of these words as the course goes on, and you'll find that they're a very useful source of vocabulary. However, there are not only these words that we can use in Spanish. For instance, there have also been a lot of more recent Latin or Spanish additions to the English language, and these still sound quite Latin or Spanish. For example, it would include words such as
siesta.
So, siesta, of course.
Armada.
Armada.
Cafeteria.
Cafeteria.
Aficionado.
Aficionado.
Plaza.
Plaza.
Patio.
Patio. They're all quite familiar, and they've all come into English via Spanish or Latin languages. Not only this, though, particularly since the end of the Second World War, many English words have been added to Spanish. For example,
golf.
Golf.
Picnic.
Picnic, of course. Some words are slightly different than their English counterparts. For instance,
el parking,
which is Spanish for the car park or parking lot if you're from North America. There's also
el camping,
which would be the campsite or camping site. But again, some are very similar and sound sometimes a bit unusual when you hear them in Spanish, but they are now used quite widely. For instance,
el bar.
The bar.
El barman.
The barman, of course.
El hippie.
The hippie. All of these words can be used as useful aids to help you when you're first learning Spanish. But of course, you're also going to learn a lot of words that are unfamiliar. Let's start with that now.